Healthy Alternatives. Both research and real-life experiences are making it clear every day that our traditional medical system and practices need to be rethought, revised, and recharged in light of a more holistic approach to health. Dr. Jerry V. Teplitz, host of Healthy Alternatives, has been a pioneer for 36 years in stress management and optimum health. With a Ph.D. in holistic health sciences, a law degree, and as the author of 8 books, all focused on health, stress management, and performance, Dr. Teplitz is uniquely qualified to help us explore and incorporate healthy alternatives into our daily lives. He is a professional speaker and has shared his wisdom with over 1 million people. Join him to reach your highest level of health and wellness. Now, here's Dr. Teplitz.
Welcome to Healthy Alternatives. My name is Dr. Jerry Teplitz, and you're listening to WebTalkRadio.net. What Healthy Alternatives is about is the concept that we really want to achieve optimum levels of health, optimum levels of well-being. We want to feel better, live longer, enjoy life more, and that's what we attempt to bring you with each of our shows on Healthy Alternative. Every week, I like to begin the show by talking about an issue or concern you should know about because it can have a real impact on you. What I want to talk about are statin drugs. Statin drugs are now used by 1 in 4 Americans. Its intention is to reduce cholesterol levels to prevent heart disease. Well, turns out statins have some things going on that are very dangerous, and that is it can actually weaken the heart muscle, increase your risk of stroke, and heart failure. There was a study published in the Clinical Cardiology, and it found heart muscle function was significantly better in the control group than those who were taking statin drugs. One of the things going on with statins is it lowers a vitamin called CoQ10 because it blocks the cholesterol pathways. This is the same pathways that CoQ10 use. And it also blocks the blood cholesterol that transports CoQ10 to the cells. What does CoQ10 do? Well, having a lack of it leads to loss of cell energy and increases free radicals that damage your mitochondrial DNA in your cells, which begin a circle of damage occurring. There are no official warnings in this country that you should be taking coenzyme Q10, CoQ10. In Canada, however, the labeling clearly warns of a CoQ10 depletion and even notes that this nutrient deficiency could lead to impaired cardiac function in patients with borderline congestive heart failure. Now, originally when statins came about, they were prescribed for secondary prevention. That means the prevention of a second heart attack or stroke after you've already suffered one and had clear signs of heart disease. But today, it's used for primary prevention as a preventative. It was never designed that way. Now, the original study that was done on statins called the Jupiter Study was published in the New England Journal of Medicine in 2008, and it found that statins could lower the risk of heart attack by 54%, risk of stroke by 48%, needing angioplasty or bypass surgery by 46%, and the risk of death from all causes by 20%. That sounds great. Got to look behind it, because the study was paid for by AstraZeneca, the maker of the statin drug Crestor. Since this original study, 2 years later, 3 articles were published in the Archives of Journal of Medicine refuting the claims laid down in this industry-sponsored Jupiter study. In one of these studies, they carefully reviewed the method, the results in the Jupiter study, and they concluded that the trial was flawed. The results did not support the use of statin for primary prevention of cardiovascular disease. The second study looked at 11 randomized control trials and found the same thing, no evidence to back up this industry-funded study. Now, a new study has found also that statins can increase the risk of having a type of stroke that's caused by bleeding in your brain if you've already had one before. So that what we're looking at here is side effects that are not immediately apparent, because when you start taking statins for lowering cholesterol, yes, it can lower cholesterol, but it has the potential after several months of developing major side effects. So you really want to look at it at a minimum taking CoQ10, but it really becomes a question of, are there better ways of lowering your cholesterol in the first place? And besides, only half the people who die have high cholesterol levels, so that cholesterol may not actually be a real factor in this. So while cholesterols and statin are making tons of money for companies like AstraZeneca, you need to watch out for your health. Today I'm going to be talking to Marcia Weider, and we're going to be talking about watching out for a different thing, and that's for your dreams. She is founder and CEO of Dream University, and she is a personal dream coach to Jack Canfield, co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul book series. She's a past president of the National Association of Women Business Owners. She's appeared on Oprah several times, The Today Show. She has her own PBS special, written 14 books, and her latest is Dreams Are Whispers from the Soul. We're going to explore what you can do in terms of reaching your dreams. If you want to know more about me, Dr. Jerry Teplitz, you can click on the globe on this page or go to teplitz.com, teplitz.com, and you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. I also do a weekly e-newsletter you can get by going to teplitz.com and clicking on the home button, and you can sign up for the monthly free e-newsletter. Every week, I also like to talk to you about a healthy breakthrough. It's new information, it's new discoveries, it's things that you, your family, loved ones want to know about, the latest information on healthy alternatives that you can use. What I want to talk about is the sun and our mania with avoiding it, our mania with slabbing suntan lotions on, because we're trying to prevent melanoma, skin cancer, from occurring. Well, it turns out recent research has shown that very low levels of vitamin D is actually a major risk factor for melanoma. Pretty shocking. Staying out of the sun may actually help you get melanoma, whereas being in the sun can protect you from it. And there are several studies that confirm that the appropriate sun exposure actually helps prevent this skin cancer. And one study revealed that melanoma patients who had higher levels of sun exposure were less likely to die than other melanoma patients, and patients who already had melanoma and got a lot of sun exposure were prone to having a less aggressive tumor. An Italian study published in European Journal of Cancer in 2008 found that improved survival rates in melanoma patients who were exposed to sunlight more frequently in the time before their melanoma was diagnosed occurred. Melanoma is actually more common in indoor workers than outdoor workers, and it's more common on regions of your body that have not been exposed to the sun. On ships at sea, there are sailors that have to be outside a lot and sailors that have to be inside a lot. In terms of the group that developed the most melanoma, it was the sailors who were indoors. See, it turns out vitamin D is crucial for preventing cancer. What it does, it actually increases the self-destruction of mutated cells. It reduces the spread and reproduction of cancer cells. It reduces the growth of new blood vessels from pre-existing ones, which becomes the blood supply of a cancerous tumor. So you want to look at getting optimum levels of vitamin D in your system. Now, if you can't get out into the sun, then you need to take vitamin D3, but you want to do blood tests to determine what levels you're at, because you want to look to get to optimum levels. What's an optimum level? Between 50 to 70 NGs, that's how it's measured, per milligram. Now, if you got cancer or heart disease, you want to get up to actually 70 to 100 NGs per milligram. So you want to get as much sun as you can, but don't sunburn. We're not talking about going that far. 10 to 20 minutes for fair-skinned folks is enough. If you're dark-skinned, you want to be longer. If you're really fair-skinned, you want to be a little shorter. But if you can't get out in the sun, and people in northern climates in the winter, there's no sun to get out into that will give you real vitamin D exposure anyway, so you want to take vitamin D3. Before I bring on my guest, I'd like to pause for this message.
Anyone who has migraines knows that they are almost totally debilitating and hard, if not impossible, to treat. Or should we say they were impossible to treat? Dr. Jerry Teplitz's DVD, Instant Headache and Migraine Relief, delivers on its promise with a 5-minute migraine cure and a 90-second headache treatment. Learn this natural way to get rid of your migraine with the 2,000-year-old Japanese technique of shiatsu, a pressure point method that's simple and immediately effective. The Instant Headache and Migraine Relief DVD also features bonus techniques for treating sore throats, stiff necks, and shoulder pain. No pills, no herbs, no waiting, just relief. Jack Canfield, co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, learned these techniques from Dr. Teplitz and says, these techniques are so practical, so powerful, so simple. They've done it for me and my family. They can do it for you too. Click on the DVD cover on the page in front of you for more information. Instant Headache and Migraine Relief comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no reason to wait. Click on it now.
My guest today is Marcia Weider. She's CEO and founder of Dream University, and she is leading a dream movement. She's got over 20 years of coaching, training, speaking experience. She is the personal dream coach to Jack Canfield, stars in Beyond the Secret with Bob Proctor. She's past president of the National Association of Women Business Owners, and she's often been in the White House, where she's met former presidents Reagan, Carter, and Bush Sr. She's on the advisory board of Make-A-Wish Foundation and a columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. Marcia has appeared on the former Oprah show several times, on the Today Show, and she has her own PBS TV special and has written 14 books. Her newest is called Dreams Are Whispers from the Soul. Her Dream University events include the Dream Coaching Certification Program and the Inspiring Speaker Workshop. Marcia, welcome to Healthy Alternatives.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a delight. And so let's start out with asking you, if we're talking about dreams here, but what's the dream difference between a dream, a goal, and a fantasy?
And a fantasy.
Fantasy. You know, a smile.
And also, I just want to mention to people that you were an early on mentor and teacher for me, you know, because I've been teaching people about making dreams come true for over 20 years. And early on, through your BK, behavioral kinesiology, and muscle testing, you know, I really learned that what we believe absolutely shows up in our bodies and impacts our effectiveness. So thank you for being one of my teachers and coaches and mentors.
You're welcome. And by the way, when I learned that stuff too, I got convinced also.
Exactly.
So, okay, lady, what's the difference between the dream, the goal, and the fantasy?
Yeah, you know, the big difference is that in a dream, you can design a strategy for getting there. In a fantasy, like winning the lottery, there's nothing that we can do to make it happen. But there is an interesting paradox, because if you never go to strategy, the dream remains a fantasy or a nice idea. However, if you go to strategy too early in the creative process, you'll often wind up compromising your dream down to what you realistically believe is possible. So So we want to stay in the, you know, gee, if time and money weren't issues, if I really believed in myself, if I knew I could not fail, what would I do? What would I create? And that opens up a whole nother level of creativity.
So you're talking about working in the mind with this initially, in terms of how you're focusing fantasy. So which I think you're saying is that kind of a dream gets down to where there's some reality basis where fantasy may not have it at all.
That's right. I mean, you know, and it's funny, though, I was stopped by your comment about it being in the mind, because I actually think that one of the differences between a dream and a goal is that it starts in the heart. It's really a question of what matters to you, what's important to you, how do you want your life to be? But then if you don't ask the second question, which is what are you willing to do about it, it remains just a fantasy and a nice idea. And, you know, and I think dreams do need to be turned into goals and projects, because where big dreams die is we put them on a to-do list, like, you know, oh, write a book, as you know, or start a business. You can't just put that on a to-do list. It needs to be broken down a little bit in order to really happen. So I think there's a critical time to go to strategy, to get into the planning, to really get into action. But initially, I want to encourage people to get in touch with what is it that they really want.
Was the movie The Bucket List helpful for giving people a better picture of what a dream and a fantasy was about?
I love that movie. The only thing that I don't love about the concept of a bucket list is that too many people live in the maybe someday conversation. Maybe someday when I have extra time and money, maybe someday after I retire or after the kids are gone. And the truth of it is, you know, none of us know when life will be too short, whenever it ends. So I think, you know, if we can really start living into this mindset that it's powerful to know what we want, but it's, you know, it's disempowering to just be thinking about it and talking about it. You need to actually do something about it.
Now, why is it essential to have dreams both in the personal arena and also the professional arena?
Yeah, you know, I would say that in business, dreaming is serious business. It's the driving force for transformation, because without vision, companies fail. And without our personal goals, dreams, our lives can become routine, stagnant, mundane. Dr. Mehmet Oz actually told me personally that it's been medically proven that people with passion and dreams not only live 7 to 10 years longer, but certainly have a better quality of life as well. So both in personally and professionally, it's really important to get in touch with what matters to you and to go for dreams. And it doesn't matter in a company whether we call it a dream or a vision. It's at a personal level, we need to have meaning in our life. We need to have something to get out of bed for. But at a professional level, you know, I think people join organizations when they're inspired by the vision or the products or a leader, but they stay the retention conversation when they see that they can bring their unique gifts in service to the team or organization's vision or dreams in a way where they feel appreciated or acknowledged.
Now, what about the folks, though, who are kind of the hourly employee, pretty far down on the chain? What does it mean for them to really dream professionally?
Well, first of all, in my world, no dream is too big and no dream is too small. Not all dreams need to be Mother Teresa change the world dreams. If your dream is to spend more time with your family, or your dream is to make more money, or your dream is to be healthy and physically fit, these dreams are just as important. And the dream that I hear more than any other dream, especially when we start to get into our 40s and beyond, is that I want to know that my life matters. So I don't know that it matters, you know, how much you're making or necessarily where you're working. The question is, are you happy? Do you feel empowered by what you're doing? Because, I mean, I know somebody who makes $5 an hour, but he's masterful at growing roses, and that's his joy, you know, and part of his dream is to make the world a more beautiful place, and it's not determined by how much he makes. I think looking in your checkbook to determine your personal value or worth is a terrible thing to do to your heart and soul. I also would add, you know, don't look in your checkbook to see if your dream is a good idea. The place to look to decide whether or not you believe in something is in your own heart. And the question is, can you believe in your dream or dreams, not because they're promises, guarantees, or assurances, but because they matter to you. And then put a stake in the ground to demonstrate that you're serious about making your dreams come true. You know, and by the way, Jerry, if people want a lot more information on this, I put up 3 free ebooks. They can go to dreamuniversity.com. Dreamuniversity.com, right on the homepage, there's 3 free ebooks that will help you get clear about what you do and don't want, give you real serious practices to believe more fully in yourself and your dreams, and give you shortcut steps for taking action to prove that you're more committed to your dream than to any doubt, fear, or reality. We prove that by taking action.
Now, Marcia, are you finding with the economy nowadays and the craziness in the world that you're getting people with more shattered dreams that have to be kind of reawoken to the possibility?
Yeah, what a really good and important question. Boy, we do live in crazy times, don't we? Although I remember saying that 10 years ago and 10 years before that. So,
And I bet you every culture, every time period, everybody said the same thing.
Exactly. And, you know, I would say, to be a visionary requires that you have a vision, you articulate it with clarity so people get it, you express it with passion so people get excited about it, and you inspire and invite people to join you. And I think the number one trait that a visionary has to have is we need to be comfortable with uncertainty, because we certainly are living in uncertain times. So if you're somebody that needs to have certainty, you weren't born at the right time. what are you going to do?
I can't get back in and get out.
I can't. but what I would say is personally, what I believe is that it's never been a better or a more important time to actually pursue your dreams. And, if you're looking at the stock market, or listening to the news, you're going to clench down and you're going to hold on even tighter. But the people that can rise above and open to a vision or see an opportunity and find the way to take steps. By the way, money does not have to be the thing that stops us from making our dreams come true. I've seen people with nothing do extraordinary things because they mastered the skill that I call enrollment. Different than selling and different than the old 1960s trainings where we were putting people in the workshops, enrollment is when you share your vision, your product, your service, even yourself in a way that inspires other people to join you, to hire you, even invest in you. So the obstacle called, not enough money goes away when you have a really good idea and can talk about it in a way that does really inspire other people to get behind it. So, it's a crazy time. I think that it's always a crazy time. A lot of people my age and, in our generation, we've lost our portfolios. Our retirement is no longer there, but we can't take our ball and go home and cry. I mean, we have to wake up, get creative. And what I say is do what makes you happy. Now, professionally, if you can get paid for doing what you love, you're ahead of the crowd. So I would encourage you that this is a really important time to get in touch with what does matter to you. What do you need to say no more to? What's no longer in integrity with your heart and soul? What have you been whining and complaining about? What do you need to stop doing to say no more to so you can say now what and turn your life right side up and live more in touch with your purpose and your passion?
So before we continue our whining and complaining, I'd like to remind you that you're listening to Healthy Alternatives with Dr. Jerry Teplitz on webtalkradio.net, and we'll be back with my guest, Marcia Weider, in just a moment.
Improve your golf game today. It's absolutely possible using the DVD Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf, from stress management coach Dr. Jerry Teplitz. Par and Beyond is a revolutionary new concept that yields immediate results. You'll experience the difference the very next time you play. Even the golf pros love this method. Randy Taylor hadn't placed in a tournament for 8 years, but just 1 week after taking this seminar, he came in second. It's not just in your swing, it's in your head. That's why T&I Golf Magazine calls Dr. Teplitz a headmaster. Par and Beyond, Secrets to Better Golf is available on DVD. You can get it by clicking on the Par and Beyond cover on the webtalkradio.net screen in front of you. You'll learn new, powerful techniques that will instantly improve your game, whether you're a pro or a duffer. This is your new secret to success on the course. It's a totally different approach, and it comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And don't tell your golf buddies. You're about to become a winner.
So my guest today is Marcia Weider. She's CEO and founder of Dream University, a leading dream movement. She's got over 20 years experience coaching, training, speaking. She's personal dream coach to Jack Canfield, worked with Bob Proctor. She's been past president of the National Association of Business Women Owners. She's been at the White House, met three presidents. She's on the advisory board of Make-A-Wish Foundation, a columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle, been on Oprah Today, has her own PBS show. So basically, Marcia
like
has a lot of dreams.
I sound like I'm 9 years old, don't I?
Yeah, so Marcia has a lot of dreams that have come true. And her newest book is Dreams Are Whispers from the Soul. And so she's created a dream university. So would you talk about what that's about, Marcia?
Yeah, we are the only university in the world solely dedicated to helping people achieve personal and professional dreams. And I've worked with some of the largest companies in the world, like American Express and AT&T, individuals all over the world. And this work that I've created, this methodology, is being taught in corporations, battered women's shelters, prisons, the educational system. And, basically, as I mentioned, the three ebooks that we have available on our home page, dreamuniversity.com, talk about the CBAs. So in school, you learn the ABCs. At Dream University, you learn the CBAs, how to get clear about what you want, believe in yourself, and take action. And what
so
we're
actually,
really
actually
about,
your school is real good for somebody who's dyslexic right off the bat.
Dyslexic.
they got everything reversed right away.
Getting clear about what we want for a lot of people is the hardest step. And what we are known for is both the inner and the outer work. The inner is, who are you? What is your mission, your purpose, your calling? The outer is giving you the skills and tools to bring it out in the world in a way where you can touch, inspire, impact, contribute, and if you want to, be paid well for your gift. So it's kind of whole brain, visionary and creative, practical and strategic, and we offer live workshops, online courses, books and CDs, videotapes, and a community, a free community where people can get help and support. So everything you'd want to know is at dreamuniversity.com.
Now, can you talk about purpose and mission and say us how those interplay with the whole notion of Dream University and what you're doing?
Sure. People often climb to the top of the mountain only to discover wrong mountain. And that's because they've forgotten to do the foundational piece. So it's like we have to know who we are before we can really decide how we want our life to be or what our dreams are. And a lot of people are batting around the word purpose and soul's purpose. I think it's something that is already inside of us. And what there is to do is to basically remember who we are by saying no more and no thank you and reconnecting to our essence and what it, and just kind of what really calls to us. And where dreams come from is you make them up. Some are based on need, like putting food on the table. Some are based on desire, like growing your company or writing a best-selling book. But the dreams that come from your purpose are usually the most profound. So we could say standing in your purpose, the quality of your dreams and the quality of your life will change. You can discover your purpose by going on what I call a passion quest. Take a period of time. You don't have to put the rest of your life on hold, but take a weekend, a week, a month, even a year to basically put your antenna up and pay attention to what moves you, what touches you, even what angers or frustrates you. And that will start to really inform you into who you are and what really does matter to you most.
Are you doing that as kind of a silent process or a exploratory?
I teach a spa retreat twice a year, usually at a spa at the end. People can learn more if you go to dreamuniversity.com and click on programs and live programs. I lead a passion quest. So it can be done alone. I often go away once or twice a year for a couple of days of quiet and introspection and journaling to ask and then hear the important questions. But also, you can go with a teacher. We do it as a spa retreat, but the idea is to learn to follow yourself. What do I mean by that? At a simple level, sleep when you're tired and eat when you're hungry. But at a higher level, move beyond your personality and identity where we've gotten a little stuck. We tend to find what we're good at, and we continue to do just that, as opposed to going a little deeper and remembering the essence of who we are. So through meditation and soul work and in conjunction, you know, and teaching and storytelling. And it's a very different kind of workshop. I don't know anybody else that's teaching this, but you can find a teacher or somebody to take you on a passion quest. Some people talk about a vision quest. It's a little bit different. That's usually about discovering a vision or a dream for your life. But I would say this related to purpose, Jerry, that to live on purpose requires three things. One, that you have some kind of a spiritual practice so you can hear the wisdom beneath your ego. And that's what I help people do on my passion quest. Two, to know what's unique and special about you, because that will start to inform you about your purpose and your mission and who you are and why you're here. And three, find a way to be of service with your gifts. That's what it requires to live on purpose.
Let's go to the flip side of it, because you've got the folks who, when they're doing something like that, start to get the doubt come up, fears, dream killers. How do they deal with those kinds of things?
Yeah, very, very important. The number one way that we sabotage our dreams is we project our fear and doubt into our dreams. And it doesn't matter if this is in your corporation, your home-based business, or at home with your family. We say, but what if? With those three words, but what if I fail, but what if they're right, but what if I'm wrong, we start to sabotage our dreams. So we teach a process of teasing apart the dreamer and the doubter. The dreamer that says, yes, I can, the doubter that says, no, you can't. Now, if we turn the voice of the doubter down, it becomes the realist. The realist wants to know, what's the plan? Where are you going to get the time? Where are you going to get the money? But in the early phases of your dream, you may not have it all figured out. So what I know is that if you have not dealt with your own doubt and you meet another doubter on the road, their doubt will magnify yours. But if you've dealt with your own doubt and you meet another doubter, by contrast, it actually becomes the opportunity to deepen your commitment and your conviction to your dream. So one of the things, a simple exercise you can do when you're feeling kind of you're procrastinating or you're worrying or you're immobilized, take a piece of paper, draw a line across the middle. On the top, write out your dream in as much detail as possible. On the bottom, write out your reality, which includes any doubts, fears, limiting beliefs, or obstacles that you might have. And the question then becomes, which one are you more committed to, your dream or your doubts, fear, and reality? If you've loaded your worst fears into the dream, chances are you'll be more committed to your reality because it's safe. So we want to tease those two things apart. Also, you can interview the doubter part of yourself. It will give you your list of obstacles. And then in my world, every obstacle we can imagine is either an internal job, something that I believe about myself, my dream, or life, or an external job, something that requires a strategy, a resource, or somebody to help me move forward.
Now, who are some of the big dreamers that you've met?
Well,
What have they been dreaming?
You know, Oprah Winfrey shared that her dream was originally to create a company where people could have fun. This is the richest self-made woman in America. But then she went on to say that her dream was to create a company where people would come together, make a contribution, and together they would give back to the world. So there's a visionary dream. When I was on her show, I've been on a few times, the audience went crazy. You're doing it, Oprah. Woo, woo, woo. You know, and when the energy was at kind of a high fevered pitch, Oprah turned to me and said, what's your dream, Marcia? And it's a little intimidating to share your dreams sometimes one-on-one, but 35 million people, and Jerry, may I add?
Of your closest
mother,
friends.
35 million and my mother were watching that night. You know,
Mom,
and
can you please turn off the TV?
Exactly. You know,
so what'd you say?
You know, and I just said my dream is that we'll have dreams again and that we'll schedule the date to take that step. I'll finish the story. We went to a commercial break and Oprah came over to me and put her hands on my shoulders and she said, you know, Marcia, you know something that I know. And my mind was running amok. What could that possibly be? And what she said was this. She said, you know what I know. It's all about believing in your dreams. Oprah Winfrey said that if she had to attribute her success in life to any one thing, it was that she believed in her dreams, even when no one else did. You know, and I could even add this piece. Sometimes there's no evidence that your dream is a good idea. There may be no evidence that this is the right time to pursue it. But again, the question is, where are you looking for evidence? You know, can you believe in yourself and your dreams not because they are guarantees, but rather because they matter to you. So discover what matters to you personally and professionally, put a stake in the ground, and then put yourself in the right relationship by demonstrating that you're more committed to your dream than to any doubt or reality by taking action. You know, the action I'm inviting you to take is take advantage of the three ebooks, dreamuniversity.com. And here's a link if you want to share it with friends or colleagues, dreamuniversity.com/gift, G-I-F-T. You know, I think these books will help you if you're ready for a new dream or you have a dream that you've been talking about for a long time. I will tell you this, nothing activates the doubter faster than saying you're going to do one thing and doing another, or worse, saying you're going to do something and not doing anything. So, you know, I would say if you've had a dream on your list of things to do for a long time, either do it or dump it. Make space in your life for new dreams. Turn your life right side up by saying no more and no thank you to what you're done with, so that someday soon when you open your calendar, what you'll primarily will see scheduled are the activities that are moving you forward on your dreams that are all the expression of your heart. That's what living a dream come true life is really about.
So if you'd like to see results for yourself, if you want to start exploring your dreams even further, you need help in doing, you need support, go to dreamuniversity.com and start out with the three free ebooks. And Marcia, thank you for being a guest on Healthy Alternatives.
My pleasure. It's so wonderful to be reconnected, Jerry, and thanks for your good work in the world.
Oh, you're welcome.
My guest next week is going to be Jack Canfield. Jack is co-author of the Chicken Soup for the Soul book series, which is now approaching a half a billion copies around the world. He's a personal friend. We've known each other for many years. He's actually used me to check the energy level of the covers for Chicken Soup for the Soul books. He's also the author of The Success Principles, and we're going to be talking about that book and how it can apply to your life. You're not going to want to miss this one.
Thank you for being with us today for Healthy Alternatives. For more information about Dr. Teplitz and his availability for speaking engagements, please click on the globe on the webtalkradio.net page in front of you, or go to teplitz.com. You may also follow him on Facebook and Twitter by using the icons on the page. To find out more about his books, please click on any of the book covers you see. Eat well, rest well, take a breath, get some exercise, and we'll see you again right here next week for another edition of Healthy Alternatives.